Hi everyone, welcome to Backstory Sessions. I'm your host Matt, and I'm joined by my friend Kat, and we are on episode 8, and this one is about the senior class of 2020 and how they're dealing with graduating or all the things that have come to pass because of the coronavirus, and we hope you'll enjoy this episode. We enjoyed making it. So, hope you enjoy it. Here's to us. Here's to love. All the times that we fucked up. Here's to you. Radio edit.
Hey everybody, it's Kat, and I'm joined today by Matt.
Hello everyone.
This is going to be an exciting podcast. We have three amazing young women with us today. And so I'm going to introduce them and let them tell you a little bit about themselves. So first we have Mason Mitchell.
Hi, I'm Mason. I'm a senior at Lynn Camp High School. And during quarantine, to keep myself from going crazy, I'm pretty creative, some would say, and I've been painting and writing a lot, so that's all I've been up to lately.
Great, and we plan on hearing more about those creative endeavors as we go through the episode. And so welcome to the podcast. This is, of course, Backstory Sessions, and we are episode 8, and we are joined next by Miss Bethany Smith. Hi, Bethany.
Hello. My name is Bethany, and I'm a senior at Lynn Camp High School. And through quarantine, I've just been preparing for college, and I'm looking to go into elementary education because I love being with kids. So,
great. And we're going to talk about future plans and how what's happening currently might be affecting those plans, or if it's offering, you know, any fear, or is there any hesitation in your plans? So we're going to talk about that, and I'm glad you brought up your future career plans. And then we have Miss Aaliyah Flanley, and she also is joining us today. So welcome, Aaliyah.
Hey, glad to be here. My name's Aaliyah Flanley. I'm also a senior at Lynn Camp High School. And during quarantine, I've been working and writing and reading, and that's it.
Really great way to spend your time. And we really want to welcome you. And I've been looking forward to this episode since I heard that schools were canceled for the rest of the year. And specifically wanted to speak with seniors and see how that was impacting them. But when we're making a podcast for the first time listeners, we always plan the episode around something that Matt and I are working on currently, or we have worked on, or we have a future plan to work on. And so Matt and I were talking today, I think it was it March 11th, Matt, when we did our first podcast?
Yes, it was.
So at that podcast, and you can go back and listen, and we hope that you will, but we were talking about Mason Mitchell was going to direct a play about Matt's life called Unstoppable by Design, and that was going to be with the seniors of Lynn Camp High School. And so we announced on her podcast that we would be going to Lynn Camp on location. We would do a podcast with the senior cast. So it's just amazing to me, and Matt, you may want to weigh in on this, but just how quickly that things have changed, because now school is canceled, so there's no senior play. There's no senior podcast per se the way we planned it. So it's just amazing to me in such a short time that everything seemed to change.
Well, Kat, it's unfortunate that things kind of worked out, that, you know, they couldn't do the play. And I know you're more change averse than I am, I would say. And, I just kind of roll with it and, you know, hope for the best. Just unfortunate that they weren't able to do that.
Well, it just seems like even of the plans that we had of just for planning the podcast, you know, we've had to now make a lot of changes. We were releasing the book. So this podcast episode basically is based on the changes that we've had to make. And then the good part of that change and being adaptable is that we don't have the senior cast of Unstoppable as we planned, but we do have the director and we have seniors from Lynn Camp, and we're all social distancing. So none of us are all, you know, together as we do the podcast, but the show must go on, and we're proving that that's going to be the case. So to me, that is, that's kind of a pretty good thing that's come out of this. I think that we're still able to go on and do things just in differently than we planned. Would you say that's pretty much accurate?
Yeah, you just got to roll with the changes, you know. Aaliyah, weren't you in the reading of Unstoppable?
Yes, I actually was. I played the doctor.
Oh, okay. And Bethany, were you? I don't remember.
I was not.
Okay.
But she was going to be in our senior play.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool. Who was she going to be?
We changed Carl into a woman, and she was going to be Carla.
Oh. Well, how great that would have been.
I know. I was very excited. I'm hoping that I still get to, because we were talking about maybe still being able to meet up at a later date and being able to do it, or even like if I get to go back and direct it with a different cast of seniors, I would still be able to. I would like for it to be still done at Lynn Camp and still be like a tradition, like have a senior production every year.
Wow, I'm really honored that you chose to do that play. It's just really cool.
Which is such an amazing story. Every time I tell people, or when I was telling people that I was doing a play, they would be like, oh, well, what's it about? And every person that I tell your story to, they're like, that's crazy. That's amazing. They're like, I want to go see that. It's just such, you've had such an interesting life. And I'm just so glad that, you know, we were going to be able to put that on, and which we sort of did the first time when we read all through it. I'm glad that we were able to do that, because ever since I've met you guys, it's opened me up to a lot of different opportunities, and I've done a lot of things I would have never expected, really.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, we've inspired you to do new things. The fact that people are interested in the play and interested in hearing more about the crazy things I've done, you know, to me, that's pretty humbling.
Well, I'm curious, Mason, since you were going to direct this play, have you seen any lessons from it that you feel like are maybe even more so important to the message to be told at this point, after the pandemic has hit?
Yes.
More important to be unstoppable now than ever before?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because, you know, that's the main message of the play. The production is, you know, unstoppable by design, to be unstoppable no matter what the circumstance, you know, might come at you. And even though maybe a lot of things can't happen how, you know, it's traditionally done, there still are alternatives to where, you know, we can still make stuff happen. We can still do these things that we're sort of, in a sense, getting robbed of, like the play. I'm really hoping that I can still, I still want to make that work. And even, because I think me and you talked about, like, getting online and video chatting and reading through it and doing the production that way. I'm just, you know, there's always, during this pandemic, it's shown me that there's always another alternative to look at it from another way.
And so, Bethany, have you and Aaliyah also found that to be true, that even though it feels like in some ways that you've had to give up your original plans, that it's brought out in you alternate ways of doing things, that you've had to go into a different mindset, but you're not going to be stopped?
Oh, definitely. If anything, it's proven to me how people, or even society as a whole, can adapt to almost anything. Like this, like the whole pandemic, it's just a setback for right now, but that doesn't mean that it's the end. There's going to be something brighter, and I think that that's so amazing to see in this day and age when even the slightest inconvenience can feel like the biggest thing in the world.
That does seem to be true. And Aaliyah, is that your take on everything as well?
Mm-hmm.
So adapting, you have come to embrace that we are able to adapt much easier than we probably expected that we would be able to.
I think that this is just like an opportunity for like a new awakening, just so everyone can realize that, you know, we can get through this and get through a lot of things, and that there are different ways of doing things and different angles that we can take. And I think it's a good way to prepare ourselves for the future. Even if everything is on hold for right now, I still think that it's a great way, and there's nothing that can stop us for that.
Well, I want to sort of go back and put into perspective what we're talking about. You know, I looked at this survey of adults, and it was asking them, and it actually listed the top 50 things that adults remember from high school. And so does anyone have a guess as what is the number one thing that is remembered from high school?
Drinking.
Graduation. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So graduation's a guess. Any others?
Prom.
Okay. You know, what surprised me is those did make the list, but they are not the number one thing. The number one answer was actually friends and friendships.
Oh.
So, does that surprise you?
It kind of does, because everyone tells you, like, you know, after high school, you're never going to talk to your friends again, and it's never going to be the same. And I kind of, with my group of friends, I have a hard time believing that. We're all pretty hard-headed. I don't think we're ever really going to let go, but that kind of does surprise me that that was the, I mean, it makes sense, but I didn't think that would be the number one thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess being removed from high school for a long time now, the things that I think back on, and each reunion, class reunion that I go to, all those things are made more special now only because of the people. And so I don't know that I would have thought friends immediately, but as I look back from this perspective, I can kind of see how adults might say that that is the number one thing. Graduation, as you all mentioned, was number 21 on the list. So tell me your thoughts on hearing that.
I think it's pretty surprising because graduation is like the first thing on my mind, especially right now when it's so uncertain. And it's something that I had personally been looking so forward to. A little part of me is relieved because I don't have to write a speech now, but
yeah, Aaliyah was our class valedictorian.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
So do you have any idea what that speech, could you give us like a little thought of what that speech might have said if you delivered it?
All right. I had something in mind. I hadn't written anything down because I'm kind of more of a go with the flow, don't plan anything, which kind of works against me sometimes. But a lot of my friends had lost people close to them these high school years. I had friends who lost their parents. I mean, we lost people. And now I think even more than ever, we're still losing people. And that can get us so down. And we had a lot of things against us as a class, and even in this area. And I wanted the senior class to know that we still made it. Like, we did the impossible. Not impossible, but what felt like it was impossible. Half of us thought that we wouldn't make it this far, but we did. And I wanted to let my class know how proud I was of us doing this. I wanted to thank our teachers and the people supporting us who got us this far, but I wanted my class to know that it was us and our own actions that got us here.
You know, that's an amazing idea for a speech, and I hope that you will, you know, in these alternate ways that you all are thinking about, I hope that you will give that speech, and I hope that I get the privilege of hearing it, because I think that is so important.
As do I.
It sounds like your class is amazing, and I really want to hear the speech, so I hope that you will share that, and I will look forward to it. You know, so a couple more things on the list. I want to get your thoughts before we get right into the conversation of this. Field trips were actually number 3 on the list, and, you know, I can kind of see that because there are a lot of memories made on field trips, I'm sure.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You can go ahead.
That's okay. Because 4 is very similar, student clubs and activities. And so those kind of sometimes go together, the field trips and the clubs. Number 5, so I was curious of this, was hot teachers.
We never had any.
Okay, faculty at Lynn Camp, I'm sure they really don't mean that, but, you know, when they're older, they're going to look back on you and remember how hot that some of you were. So, yeah, that is something that was number 5 on the list. And then I'll just share one more. 6 was first loves. Have any of you had that experience of first love?
Oh, God. I wish I hadn't. Couldn't be me. I never did. I don't regret it.
But you're probably not surprised that first loves would be on that list of people that did find it. Hopefully, you know, they have a good memory of it, and it seems that at least a lot of adults do. So graduation was 21, prom was 23, and senior trip was 42. So to me, that, you know, I guess when I look at that list, it says that while it seems these things are, because of the time, we're expecting it right now to be the time for those activities. But as you get farther away, maybe the importance of them shifts somewhat from what you're seeing right now. So this is where I want to begin your story. Last year, let's say end of May, when your school is out and you're no longer a junior, you have now passed in the senior year. What was going through your mind when you finished junior year?
I was like, man, I'm the top dog now. When I walk through the hallways, everyone's going to be like, oh, she's cool. She's a senior. She's going to be out of here. I thought senior year was going to be such a breeze. I was so cocky. I thought okay. It was going to be the best year.
I was just so glad that I didn't have to take any more tests.
All right. So the state testing and all of that pressure was, you know, all behind you, and
oh yes,
looks really bright for you as far as going into the top rank of the school. And then when school started in August, September-ish, what was your thoughts about being a senior as you entered the hallways for the last time as a senior that you would have been? What did it feel like?
My first thought was, I have to leave a legacy. I'm not leaving this place. I'm not leaving this town until people know who I am.
Okay. Did you have any idea what that was going to be?
No.
Okay.
I winged it.
All right. So, but you had that goal when you started your senior year.
Yes.
Okay. What else? Anything else go through your minds of what it felt like to be a senior?
Yeah, I was like, I'm hoping that the rain doesn't sound too bad because it's raining pretty hard.
No, you're fine.
Okay, good. But me going into my senior year personally, I was like, this year has to be big. I have to go hard because this is my last year and everything. I have to make every moment count. So I think this year more than ever, because I'm a person who likes to live in the moment anyway and really like soak up everything that I do and try to remember everything. I think this year I did that more than any other time throughout high school, because I would walk through the school and I would be like, well, maybe this is the last time I get to meet up with my friends like this. And I'm like, oh, I need to remember this, because when I look back at it, I'm going to remember this is what high school was like. This is what everyone talks about when they're like, these are some of the most carefree times of your life. So I think this year more than any other year, I just wanted to soak everything in. I wanted to go, I was going out with a bang. I still plan on it. I might do something crazy over Zoom or Facebook, who knows, but I'm going out with a bang.
Okay. So you still have that goal and you're still going to make that come true in some way. Now let's move to, I don't know the exact date, but it was very soon after we did that first podcast, March 11th, maybe the following week. So they tell you school's going to be out for 3 weeks or so. How did you hear that? Was there rumors going around, or, you know, how did you find out?
Yeah, Facebook. I think it was March 13th was our last day. And we went to school because I think they made a post on Facebook or something. But then when we got to school, the school had like handed out letters, and it was like, because at first I was like, oh, that's not going to happen. And then it's like, oh God, it's real. We're going to be out for 3 weeks. But you know, everyone had the mindset of, oh, well, we're going to come back. It's not over yet.
And yeah. So you're thinking, even though it's 3 weeks and maybe it's like fake news at first, you're thinking, nah, this is not real. But you find out it is, and you're still thinking, well, it's just 3 weeks and we still will come back and the rest of the year will go on as usual, I'm guessing. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, it was still, I think all of us just treated it like it was just a normal day. It was like, well, we're going to be back. Because I remember that was the day I'd finished handing out the rest of the scripts, because we had just gotten our final person into the play. And they were asking me, they're like, how are we going to practice? And I was like, well, we'll come back after this. And I was like, because I wasn't planning till having it till I think the date I was gonna, it was either gonna be next weekend or the weekend after it, I was gonna have the play. And wow. I was like, well, don't worry, we're gonna be back and we'll have plenty of time to practice, so it'll be fine.
And so, you know, now when you heard the news, where were you all when each of you, when you heard the news that, you know, this is for the rest of the year, there will be no more, you know, in school.
All right. So I was actually in the middle of work and I didn't find out until like halfway through my shift. And it took me so much not to like break down then and there, because I thought it was still just a rumor. And then I asked some of the other, like some of my other coworkers, and they were like, yeah. And when I got home,
told you at work, yeah, how did you hear?
I don't get on my phone, but I had a coworker like just come in for her shift and she was talking about it.
Yeah.
And then I kind of checked on my break and I cried like as soon as I got home. It was horrible.
And so when you got home, what did your family already know?
My family, I think they realized how important it was to me. And while the younger kids were happy that they didn't want to, like, they didn't have to go back to school, they knew not to say that in front of me. And it was kind of like walking on pins and needles for a few days. And it still feels so sore, like so fresh.
And it really is. I mean, this is really very, very current to you. And that's one of the reasons I think this is a good time to have this episode and talk with you, because it's your genuine feelings at this time that it's just happened to you in some ways. How did you all reach out to each other? Or did you stay in shock?
I think almost immediately after we found out the news, our senior class started a group chat and we all talked and we were like, we have to make something work to where we can all see each other at least one last time, because all of us were like, we didn't know our last day of school was our last day of school.
So what kind of emotions did you find in your group chat? Was everybody in shock?
We were reminiscing a lot. It was very nostalgic. We brought up a lot of old times, memories from, you know, previous grades and stuff. And honestly, some parts of it were a little bit passive aggressive. Like, we were angry. It felt unfair that all of this was happening to our class. And not even just our class in our school, but seniors around the world. Graduating right. Seniors in college, in high school, it just felt so unfair.
You know, does it seem though, because I graduated from college, I graduated from high school, but to me, there's something more special about the high school graduation. College, yes, you know, you graduate and then you might get your master's and you go through another, you know. Also, like, because it's a larger group in college, that didn't have, so I think if I had to choose which one to cancel, I would not have missed my college graduation being canceled, but I would have definitely missed my senior second semester with my high school friends and that graduation. So I really, for my sympathy, although it's terrible that anyone doesn't get that moment on stage, high school to me, just my sympathies are more with high school. And I wondered how you felt and what it felt like to be a senior in this situation. And so there was some anger in it. Does that still ring true? Are you still a bit angry?
For me, yes. I'm still angry. I'm still kind of in shock. And part of me is hopeful, but I think it's just disbelief at the whole situation.
Yeah, I think I'm past the angry stage, because for a while I was going around the house and I was like, I can't believe that this has happened to me. I can't believe that all this is, of course it had to happen to my grade in my senior year and I get all this taken from me. And my sister goes, yeah, it sucks. She goes, but
you know, nothing good's going to come of you just being mad and angry all the time. And I was like, well, I guess you're right. I was like, I don't want to say that I'm wrong, but maybe I am.
It's like that saying, you never really know what you have until it's gone. So for me, it's kind of like a moment of like clarity, and like I'm more grateful that I did get the time that I got to spend with my friends, but I wish that we had more time. But
well, what do you like the most about being at school with your senior friends, like you would be right now if this hadn't happened? What's missing?
I just miss like laughing and making all those memories and doing all those things together. Like, we never got to do our senior breakfast or our senior trip. I just miss making all those memories that we can't do right now.
Is that the same for the rest of you as well?
Yeah, I would say just something as simple as, you know, going to class, like my third period, me and all my friends were in the same third period. And that was a time to where we got to like really, you know, talk, and we got to be together, and we got to like, there's inside jokes that we have that came from us just sitting in class and just goofing around. It's like those little moments that you don't really realize, you know, you're in that moment until, you know, it's gone, and you're like, man, I wish I could go back to just goofing around in class and throwing paper wads at my friends and having stupid, you know, little competition and inside jokes between us.
Well, what is school like at home now that, because school is canceled for in person, but school has gone on instruction-wise, tell us how that's working. Like, how does that work? What do you do? What's your day like?
Yeah, so we've been, because for our school, personally, some might do it differently, but we have Google Classroom for all of our classes. And every week, each class, like different topics, like math has a certain day to where everyone gets on, and we have Zoom meetings, and they'll explain the assignment, and then we work on our assignment for the rest of the week. And then it's the same for English and chemistry and subjects like that. So it's been, anytime I've needed help, of course I've been able to, I guess it's prepared me for college, because I'm used to emailing teachers now and being like, I don't understand this and I need it to be broken down for me. But it's still, I would much prefer being one-on-one in a classroom, but it's been manageable for me at least.
Okay. And is that true for both of you?
For me, I didn't have many required classes. A lot of mine were extracurriculars. So I really only have about two or three. And it really doesn't feel like I'm doing schoolwork at all. It feels kind of like I'm doing a few assignments and then spending most of my time at work, because I can just get them completed so quickly. I really miss the interaction. I crave it. I want it so badly. But the teachers and stuff have made like a great effort of coming out and contacting us if we need help with the assignments, or even just mentally, if we need to talk about everything that's going on. And I really appreciate them for doing that.
So with your extracurriculars, are those classes that would be more hands-on classes if you were meeting, you know, in person?
I feel like I would benefit more. One of them, I'm in Spanish too, and I love the class, but I miss his way of teaching things. He had such a way that it stuck with me that it's not sticking like he does when I do it on the computer, you know?
And who is that teacher? So we should give a shout out to
him. His name is Senior Hopkins, Seth Hopkins. He's great. I recommend him. He's awesome.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite teachers throughout high school.
Great. So we, you know, we want to make that clear too, that these teachers that you're missing that are doing a great job. We want to make sure and they get some recognition in this. So how would a class like choir or, band, if I'm not sure if you do you have band? I'm not sure.
No, but we do have a choir class because I'm in choir, and that has been the most difficult class for me. Because you rely on other people in that class to, you know, you sing as one, you sing with a group of people and you depend on each other. And it's like, I can't, it's like we can mark sheet music and stuff like that. And we can study sheet music, but it's not going to prepare us to perform. It's not going to, it's hard to teach everything yourself. And then it's like, well, I could learn this part by myself and I could sing in my own way. But it's like, I don't know how the other person's going to sing it, and I don't know if we need to blend. It's like, I don't know if I need to be louder on this part or louder during this part, depending on the person beside of me. It's like, there's so many things that go into it. To require as a class, you definitely need to do in person when with other people, because you need to hear the other people. You need to know how they sing and how you're going to sing together.
And then that final performance that usually, you know, there's a spring concert or musical or those kinds of things. Is that just canceled too? Or is there some kind of plan for a virtual concert or choir?
For us right now, everything is canceled. I don't know if they're trying to do a virtual choir, because I know they were talking about everyone would have to, like, put a certain type of headphones in, and they would have to, like, play the music at a certain time, and they would have to be able to hold their own part, and then that would all have to be edited together. Or that was the way, at least, the option that they were, that I heard some people talk about. But I hope that there's... Where there's a will, there's a way. I'm sure they'll work something out.
Okay, great. Well, I definitely hope that that can be worked out, because, you know, concerts and plays. And Mason, congratulations on your play winning the Bake Off for KTA. You know, that is one way that theater is adapting through virtual readings, and I wondered your thoughts just on that format. Did that seem like an alternate way of performing for you?
Yes, it did, because I went over to my papal's house last night so that he could watch it with me, because he was so excited to see something that I had done. And when I was watching it, and I was like, wow, this is actually, like, it was making me smile, because I was like, man, this is, you know, it's, of course it's different, and everyone's, you know, not, of course it has a different effect when everyone's in the same room and it's a production, but it's like, wow, it's still, people are performing, you know, my play. It's like, this is still a performance. It still gave me, like, that happiness that I got from acting and performing.
Yeah, because I noticed you still can feel the emotions of, you know, laughing or crying or whatever that the script is calling for you to do. The actors still, they portray everything, like the emotions. But, you know, it's the aspect of seeing, you know, one person with this background and one person that has a background of, you know, something else. So it's just a different feel in a way, but you know, I found myself being sucked into your script, and you know, at the end, the sweet ending with the proposal, I found myself feeling the things that I think I would have felt had I been watching it on stage. So you know, I do hope for the choir concert and all the performance-based classes like that. I hope they're able to find something to bring that to the audience, because you know, I know that you have a very talented senior class, and I just really hope that they're able to showcase that talent one final time for the seniors. Matt, did you have any questions that you'd like to ask before? I had a couple, but
so again, Mason, I just want to say congratulations on your play. It was really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I guess what's next for you guys? Like, Mason, what are you going to be doing next?
Right now, I plan on pursuing a career in child and family studies. And I'm set on that because I'm going to go to Somerset Community College for my first 2 years and then transfer to EKU. And then, you know, I'll just see where life takes me. Maybe in a couple years I'll have changed my major, but I'm pretty set on the one that I have now.
Okay, how about you, Aaliyah?
I have committed to going to Berea College. I'm very excited about that.
Oh. Yeah. I saw it. Did I see the video with you on it?
Yeah, you probably did. It was kind of everywhere, and I had no clue about it. My aunt came home. I came home, and she was like, you were in the paper, and you're all over Facebook. And I'm like, I don't even use Facebook, and where's the paper? I want to see it. And she showed me, and it felt completely unreal. Kind of had a little bit of clout for like a second there, but I'm excited to attend. And yeah, I'm going to go in for psychology. I really want to make a difference because mental health is so important, especially in like this day and age.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And Bethany, how about you?
I'm going to attend the University of the Cumberland, and I'm going to get a bachelor's in interdisciplinary early childhood education.
Wow. Awesome. So what? What are you going to be doing for the summer? I mean, like, you know, I know you're all, like, social distancing and doing the quarantine thing now, but hopefully that'll be lifted at some point. So do you have any big plans for the summer?
We're hoping that we can all get together during the summer and have a real sort of goodbye with at least our friend group, all meet up somewhere. We had this huge, at least me and Aaliyah, because Bethany was going on our actual senior trip, and they were taking a trip to Italy, but me and Aaliyah and two of our other friends were going to take a trip down to the beach and spend, 4 or 5 days there. So I'm hoping maybe this summer, before everyone goes off to different places, we could do that if things get better by then.
I hope you get to do that. That'd be great.
It's just another one of those memories that, we would get to make. It would be worth it.
Sure. And beach memories, too. So what a great place to make them.
Go ahead, Kat.
So when I was watching that, Andy Beshear's 5 o'clock show yesterday, at the end, they had prom dresses. So it was some girls had gotten together from one of the schools, and they were modeling their prom dress. So I'm just curious, did you all already buy your prom dress before you knew that there was going to be probably no prom?
I don't think any of us did, but we have friends who did.
Cap and gown, are there any senior things that you did have? Invitations, anything?
Unfortunately, well, we did order our cap and gowns, but the people that we ordered it from, we can't get our cap and gowns until they decide how they want to, because it was all shipped to the school, and they don't want us like all coming to the school at one time to get our cap and gowns. So they're there.
Being held hostage. I just want the towel.
That's like a sad thing. Oh my goodness.
I see people like taking pictures with their cap and gowns, and they're like, blue. And I'm like, that must be nice.
Wonder what that feels like.
Okay, somebody's got to figure out how to get those cap and gowns to them.
I say we break into the school.
Yeah, we riot right now. We're bringing it up right now. Give us our cap and gowns or we'll protest.
It's paid off. I used my card. I don't owe you anything. I just want the tassel. You can keep the rest.
So when you get those cap and gowns, and we're going to make sure that happens, are you going to have like some kind of little ceremony where you put that on, even if it's for family or virtually with friends, and toss the, do you have plans to do that and make that memory in your cap and gown anyway?
Our school is actually considering postponing our graduation to maybe in the summer or the fall if all of this lets up. But for now, there's no set date or anything, but they're looking to give us an actual ceremony.
So what is it that you would like to see happen? So let's just get like your best ideas out there. If you know, whether you think they're possible or not, if you could plan under the constraints that we have, the thing that would honor you the most as your senior class, what are the ideas? What would you do?
Okay, so my aunt actually asked me about this because she wanted me to write the governor, and I brought up we were planning on having our graduation at the arena, and the arena's pretty big, and we have a small senior class, so I thought that we could get the whole senior class in there because they've got enough room. Space the chairs and everything like 6 feet apart, have students walk up, do the whole ceremony, and then Facebook Live, like, or live stream the whole graduation to where like parents and stuff can still watch from home, but we still get the whole walking across the stage and stuff.
Did you write the letter and get it? Did you get any response back if you did?
I did not write the letter.
Okay.
I don't know. I got nervous and, you know, stuff like that. I'm told I'm a good writer, but I don't believe it. And I feel like that plan could be fine-tuned a little bit more before I send it to a government, you know, official.
Sure. But it sounds like a great idea that something that you could take action. And if that's the way that you would like to see your year planned out, certainly I think that... that's a great thing that you shared that. What are some other ideas that you've had? If you could have it end as you wish, what would it be?
My main idea is I think that our school also talked about it for a little bit. I was like, we can just all meet in the parking lot, you know, 6 feet apart, and we can just have our friends and family drive around us and be like, woo, you made it.
And is that doable? Has anybody talked about that, making that happen?
We had a senior class meeting over Zoom, and they were talking about trying to make that happen. And I know that they were supposed to, it was supposed to go through a couple of people before they could okay it. But it seems like they're leaning more towards, postponing the entire ceremony in general, which honestly, if we could have both, just like something for now, because I know some people have college plans and, you know, right after they graduate, they're gone. So some people aren't even going to be here in the fall for another graduation. So I feel like even if we can do something small, you know, just all sit in the parking lot and have our people drive or have a parade type thing to where, you know, someone can maybe donate cars and we can drive down and people could, you know, wave at us from their streets or their cars or whatever, still just have something that honors us.
You know, I saw, I think it was Pineville High School, and they were doing a similar thing, driving through the downtown, and the seniors were in their cars or in a car. I don't know if they were theirs, but they were driving through. They had signs like sort of like you would see in a parade. So just with their name and, you know, something, whatever picture, whatever they wanted to put on the sign. And people were taking pictures and cheering and, you know, from the sidewalk. So nobody was in, you know, everybody was in a safe distance. And that was also put on Facebook Live. And so, you know, I thought that was a very interesting, and it's sort of, it reminds me of the thing that you're talking about, of that still being able to be recognized, because I really think, like you've expressed, that, you know, this is a time that you're expecting to be honored, and as time passes, it won't be the same thing. In the fall, you're going to be in the mindset of the new beginning, because college is beginning, or whatever thing in life that you're doing. And high school is going to be, you know, kind of like elementary school is to you after you leave there. That's what I think anyway. So I hope that you do get honored now, even if you have some, you know, more formal thing in the fall, if that happens. I hope that you feel honored at this time in May, or, you know, when it generally would happen. And so what's another idea?
Yeah, Bethany, you gotta offer up something.
Well, I would, my personal preference would be the same thing. Like, I don't really have any other ideas, but the parade, because we all talked about it and we all agreed that, you know, that would be something that we would all enjoy, but I don't really think I have any other idea.
I don't even drive. The courthouses are closed and I can't get my license.
Oh, wow.
I'll pass it. I know I'll pass it, but they're closed. I'll just have to carpool. It defeats the purpose, but I got no choice. I'm not walking.
Well, I just feel like something. And so you're the valedictorian of the class we have on this podcast. So, you know, I hope that you will meet with your group often. It sounds like you all have been very close and communicating through Zoom and having your class meetings. I think that's great. And when it first happened, you all got together and reminisced and shared anger and emotions. So I guess that was one of the questions I had. Do you feel like that this coronavirus pandemic has made you a stronger class, or has it torn you apart?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely made us stronger, because I feel like from where we feel, we've been robbed of time. We want to make more of an effort to make sure, like, we all get that final goodbye. We all get that real, we all get one last time. We all are able to stay in touch, because our senior class, as Aaliyah's mentioned before, you know, we're not a big class and we all have went through a lot together. And it's like, it's cheesy to say, but it's like, you know, my school, the friends that I've made and the people I've met, they've become like family to me. And it's we're really fighting to really stay together and to make senior year, you know, something we'll definitely remember it, but something positive to remember from all of this.
Do you have a class song?
We cannot decide.
Oh no, you're not going to ask them to sing. Are you going to ask them to sing?
I'm not in the choir now.
I'm not warmed up.
We voted on one, but we haven't like got the results yet.
When did they vote?
We had a Google form.
All right, listen, that's not reliable. I was not a part of that vote. I think we should do We Are Young by Fun.
Yeah, that's also that's my vote. Our group is voting for that song.
I love that song.
I want to vote right now.
Yeah, because I think it also, it matches just our class. If the kind of people that, you know, we are, I think that song just goes perfectly with our class.
Well, okay, so we are declaring on this podcast that We Are Young is Lynn Cam's class of 2020.
Yes, no one else. Yeah.
I'm going to go vote right now. I'm going to have to, like, insert it. Like, it's got to be a choice. That's what I want.
So when you're having that parade, I want somebody to blast that song so we can, like,
oh, we can all start it at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll take a little planning, but we can do it.
You can do anything. I just believe that you can, and you've done so much already. I guess my last question that I have, and then Matt may have something else, but, you know, it's easy for adults sometimes to minimize maybe everything that teens are going through. And, you know, people that are trying to make ends meet, like losing their jobs and all the adulting things that happen, you know, it's easy for us sometimes to be like so involved in that that we forget that what's happening to you is important and significant too. So what is it that you would want adults to know about how you feel about what has happened and what is happening in the world with the pandemic, and what's happened with school being canceled as it pertains to you? Anything you want to share? What do you want us to know?
One thing that I would say is that, you know, this is, and it's one thing that I've told my parents, I'm like, this was supposed to be my last time with my friends. You know, everyone's going to different places after high school, and I'm sure it's the same case for a lot of high school seniors. This isn't just, you know, a graduation of high school. It's like a part of myself. This is me growing up. This is me finishing a chapter of my life. And, you know, it sucks that it didn't go down the way I planned. I didn't get one last day of school to where, you know, I just said, forget it. I'm spending this day with my friends and I'm going to do all this crazy stuff. And we've lost a lot of time to make memories. And that's a hard thing to realize, because you go back and you're like, man, I wish I would have done this, which, you know, at the end, I guess it would have been the same thing. I would look back in high school and always have things I wanted to change. But now I feel like it's more amped up, and that's something that's hard to deal with, at least for me.
Okay.
I want everyone to know that this senior class of 2020, this generation, we are strong. And we understand, but we're still learning so much. And we need a little time. We need a little patience, because a lot of us are hot-headed and stubborn, but we're gonna get there. And this is a setback, but this is gonna make us learn so much. This has already matured a lot of us.
I'm so sure. It's I can't imagine going through this as a teenager and as a senior. So I can't even imagine how you must feel. And so that's why I'm so glad that we're giving you this opportunity to tell us, because I really want to know. I really value your perspective and what you've experienced.
I feel like I want them to know that the class of 2020 is a strong class, and that we've already gotten through so much, and that we're still going to get through this. And, you know, that we are a strong class, and I just want them to appreciate the class of 2020. So.
So, you know, from an adult perspective, I've seen many of us have posted our senior pictures on Facebook and said it was introduced to the class of 2020. So, you know, was that at all helpful, or was that funny to you, or, you know, what was your reaction to that?
They're stealing our spotlight.
it was weird, because I didn't like my senior pictures, and I never got them. I think a lot of us still don't have our senior pictures.
I don't even have my senior pictures.
They're holding them hostage with our cap and gown.
Oh my gosh. Free everything for this class.
What more do you want to take from us?
What more can you take?
Take my birth rate to ask at this point. So for businesses, and I've noticed, you know, a lot of local businesses are trying to do things. So let's speak to them. What is it that they could do to help you?
Make some signs.
Give us a senior discount.
Yes! All right.
That's what I want. It's been spoken on the podcast. It's happening.
Right, so you want signs that would have your picture, you know, and hung those in business windows or that kind of thing?
I like that they are doing the whole adopt a senior thing on Facebook. Were you going to say that better?
Yeah.
Somebody talk about that, because that is a big group on there. So tell us what we need to do to get involved with that, and what would be meaningful.
So good. When my mom first posted me on the group, it started out with only like 300 members, and then it's now at almost 3,000 just for, you know, the county of Knox County. And so people are trying to celebrate those seniors by, you know, sending them gifts and letting them know that, you know, they appreciate them and they're there for them. And so a lot of people are, you know, just making these posts asking about, you know, what seniors need to, you know, need to be appreciated. And I think it's just a wonderful thing. And a lot of businesses are donating a lot of items to those who want to send gifts. And I just think it's a great idea.
Okay. So it would make you feel honored and special if someone from the community that you don't know would just one day you go to the mail and you have a card or a gift or a note, something that someone was thinking of you, and that would be meaningful to you.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. All right. So everybody out there, I know that within everybody's budget, there is some way that you can find a card or you can find something, a gift card. What is it you all like? Gift cards to where? So we're going to like get the word out for everything.
I feel so bad accepting like gifts and stuff because it makes me feel like I owe people. But
no, don't think that way.
If you're asking, I like Olive Garden and Panera Bread. And I don't know. I'm a big foodie.
I like to shop. I like clothing stores and just Walmart.
Okay.
I like a lot of sweet things. You can get me Milk Duds, Hershey bars.
Milk Duds are the best.
Like old people candy.
I do. I like hard candies. I like the strawberry hard candies.
Those hit different. I'll let you slide with that one. But Milk Duds.
Oh, come on. Those Milk Duds are awesome.
I would even appreciate like a movie themed box. Maybe get me like a classic movie you think that I should watch as a senior. Get me like some popcorn. I'm a big movie person too.
Oh, I'd love to see Grease.
Yes,
Grease is what I would.
We have
Mason, you tell it.
So for Spirit Week, our school does certain themes, and one of the themes were like decades, and we decorate our hallway and we make a class video. And so our when we were juniors, we got the 50s and we did our class video about Grease, and we all learned these ridiculous dances, and we made this awful movie that is just it's so bad it's good.
I thought it was great.
Where is it? Can we watch it? Do you have
it? Yes. I think Lori has it. We'll send it to you. That way, if someone wants to see the real class of 2020.
Oh, it's gone on YouTube.
We actually made the Spirit Week happen at our school. I remember putting together a PowerPoint and like presenting it because we didn't have anything like that. And now we have it every year for like homecoming. And it's great.
Proud of it. Well, I can't wait to see what you all put together. That's a really neat idea. I love things like that. Matt, I have one last question, but is there anything that you would like to ask before I ask of them?
No, I just wanted to say that you guys are awesome. And Mason, Kat, and I have decided to adopt you, and we'll talk about what we're going to do for you after this is over.
Yes, you're our adopted daughter.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Well, now I just feel left out.
Bethany, no. I'll adopt you.
No one's invited you. They have people that have adopted them. No one's adopted me yet.
I didn't know about it.
I've already adopted Mason, so.
Well, I guess I gotta adopt Jamie or something.
I think we need triplets, so let's just, like, have three right here.
We're basically triplets already. We look so much alike.
Exactly.
You didn't run. Don't tell them that.
He saw pictures. He knows
you now. Sounds good on paper.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, yeah, so we'll make sure y'all get something. But Mason, we're going to do something special for you. You've been awesome to us, and you know, we're really impressed with your work ethic and the way that you've been doing things, and we want to do something special for you, which we'll talk about after this is over.
Well, I have my final question then. All right, so this is your final moment here. Who is it that you would like to say something to? And maybe it's more than one someone, but you know, you want that last minute to say and thank you and all the things that you want to say, whether it's to one person or a teacher or class, whatever it is you want to say, this is your moment. So Mason, we'll begin with you.
Wow, there's so many. One teacher that definitely made me kind of the Mason I am today, she really broke me out of my shell, is my FCS teacher. Her name is Jody Carnes, and she was a huge part of really making me who I am. She got me into public speaking. She really helped me build my confidence. And a big thank you goes out to you guys, because I met you guys last year, and it's since then I've done so many things I would have never expected, because acting and plays have always been a love that I've had, but I've never found an outlet to ever make that happen. And then Miss Taylor, you know, introduced me to you guys, and we were able to do that script reading. And then from then I've entered this contest. I would have never done that before. I've had the opportunity to direct this play, which I still very well plan on. I'm going to do something with it, and I've never had this big of a creative reach before, and that's a huge part to you guys. So that's mine.
Awesome. Thank you. All right,
Aaliyah, what do you want to say and to whom?
All right, I want to give the biggest thank you for everything to my beta sponsors, Miss Williamson, Miss Taylor, and Miss Suttle. They have been amazing. My high school experience wouldn't be anything without them. They were there from day one. I remember being a little freshie and joining Beta Club and looking at all these cool seniors, and I knew that like as soon as I got in it, it was gonna change my life, and it has. I love it. And I love them. They helped me through so much like personal stuff, and they were there. Like, they didn't have to be, but they were, and that means so much to me. And I just want to say thank you to them.
That will mean so much to them too. Thank you for saying that. And then of course, Bethany, what would you like to say?
If there's one person that really comes to mind, it would be Corey Taylor. Over like the past 2 years, she has not only been my teacher, my beta sponsor, my co-op person or sponsor, but she has became my friend, and she has always been there for me, and she's helped me, you know, become a better person and helped me through all the troubles that I've been through, and she's just a great. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, you are amazing young women, and I know the future is in good hands as we all go forward, no matter what's thrown at us next, a locust or whatever could happen. I feel confident that the world will be in good hands as you three move forward and your class. And I can't thank you enough for being on our episode of Backstory Sessions.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for having us. It's been awesome to be able to talk about all these things and our experiences.
It's our pleasure to have you.
All right, Matt, it's over to you to take it out.
Okay. So I want to thank you guys again. It's been awesome talking to you. Lincamp is an amazing school, and y'all are an amazing class. I got to meet some of you when Kat and I were there a couple times, and you know, it was always fun, and I always left there feeling like, you know, things are looking good for you guys. So, anyway, if you have questions, comments, concerns, criticisms of this episode, you can write us at backstorysessions@gmail.com, or you can contact Kat at iwriteplays@outlook.com for the same reason. We look forward to speaking with you again. And ladies, I want to thank you all once again for being here.
Yeah, we're just all excited that we got to do this.
Well, I'm glad that we could have you on. And Mason, if you'll stick around, we will talk to you after this. So thank you again, and let's play some GZ Senior Advice music.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say, and if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Or take your time, don't live too fast, troubles will come and they will pass. You'll find a warm arm and you'll find love, and don't forget that there is a someone up above. And be a simple kind of man, be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son, if you can. Get your lust from the rich man's gold. All that you need now is in your soul. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Won't you do this for me, son? Follow your heart and nothing else, and you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be a simple man.